You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
SLED recovered DNA from underneath Maggie Murtaugh's fingernails at the crime scene. They tested it. They determined it belonged to an unknown male, no relation to the Murtaugh family. And then, according to defense filings dated July 30th of 2026, they stopped. Didn't try to figure out who it was. Didn't send it anywhere else. Didn't flag it for further analysis. Maggie Murtaugh was shot to death, by the way, and somebody else's DNA was under her fingernails. And the state agency investigating her murder wrote it down and moved on. Cross your T's, dot your I's. We talk about this all the time on this show. This is how so many cases fall apart, not because the accused is innocent, but because the investigation fails upon thorough review. We're going to get into some of these arguments that are being made as there is a civil case going on with Alec Murtaugh involving Becky Hill. And there's also the retrial that we're gearing up for next year. If you follow court cases, as we do here every single day, you'll know that a majority, in fact, some of the biggest pieces of a trial happen before the trial actually takes place. The decisions that are made, the witnesses, the arguments, the evidence that's allowed in, that's not allowed in, the investigative routes they're allowed to go down or not go down, all of that is litigated before the trial actually started, and that's what's going on right now. But Alec Murtaugh was already found guilty of murder. Doesn't matter. That's been wiped clean. It's as if it never happened. So they are starting from the ground up on the defense of Alec Murtaugh. That's how this works, and that's what we are talking about. I certainly welcome your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we continue to dive deep into this case. The defense wants an independent lab to test what's left of that sample. SLED, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, basically it's like the state's FBI, if you will, the state version of the FBI, is fighting to run their own tests first using the same method that already failed to identify anyone. The defense says that process could consume or degrade the evidence before anyone else gets a shot at it. The defense also says they've watched SLED handle evidence in this case before, that the details of what happened are documented. That involves a white T-shirt, a blood spatter expert who changed his mind after a visit from the lead investigator, Photoshop, and a SLED captain who allegedly ordered her own people to bury results. We'll get there. Alec Murtaugh's murder convictions were overturned by the South Carolina Supreme Court after former Colleton County Clerk Becky Hill was caught making prejudicial comments to jurors. The system that was supposed to protect the trial broke it instead. Retrial set for April 5th of 2027. New judge Deborah McCaslin. Next pretrial hearing is August 14th. The defense has also filed a motion to move the trial out of the 14th Judicial Circuit entirely. Their argument, the Murtaugh name has been synonymous with the local legal system for nearly a century, Alec's father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were all elected solicitors in that circuit. The population is small and interconnected. The documentaries, books, and films that shape public opinion about this case were researched, filmed, and produced right there. The defense are Pudelin, Griffin, Barber, Fox, and Hand is building a very different case this time around. They say they're bringing up to 8 new expert witnesses. At the center of all this is the fight over Maggie's fingernail DNA. The defense wants the remaining reserve sample sent to Ortham, Inc., a forensic genetic genealogy lab out of the Woodlands, Texas. This is the lab that helped put a name to Brian Koberger in the Idaho student murder, same lab that cracked the Lady of the Dunes cold case after nearly 50 years, a woman found dead in the sand dunes of Provincetown, Massachusetts in 1974, finally identified as Ruth Mary Terry. Ortham's technology was used in the Rachel Mooring case in Maryland and to identify one of the women connected to Gilgo Beach. When law enforcement DNA testing hits a wall, Ortham is where the hard cases go. Almost sounds like a commercial. When law enforcement needs DNA testing, when it hits a wall, Ortham is where the hard cases go. And when you want Ortho to clean the bugs out of your home, it's a totally different spelling, totally Ortham versus, yeah, anyway. We see Ortham used all the time. It's a good lab. The reason Ortham matters here is because SLED's method already hit that wall. SLED runs STR testing, short tandem repeat analysis. It checks DNA against known criminal databases like CODIS. They ran it on Maggie's fingernail sample, got a partial profile, too incomplete to submit to CODIS, so it was a dead end. That's where they left it. Ortham uses a fundamentally different technology, SNP testing is what it's called. They can pull usable information from degraded or trace DNA that STR can't touch, and it checks against public genealogy databases, not just the criminal system. That's a technology that identified Koberger, because his parents weren't in the system, but they identified him through the genetic genealogy, which, by the way, whether you've ever filled one of those things out or not from 23andMe or Ancestry, or you're in there. That's how it works. If you have a family member that's done it in any sort of circle near you, you're in there. Or you can be traced. That's how genetic genealogy works. It's like, it's the full picture. It's the full coverage. Remember back in the day? Some of you will, some of you won't, depending how old you are. When cell phone technology, this is really only about 20 years ago, where you had good coverage, it would be like kind of along highways in major cities. And if you were out in the boonies a little bit, like there just wasn't a lot of coverage. There were some carriers that carried like analog coverage out there. This is like that. Your other testing, your STR testing, that's the highways. That's where you're going to check what's on there. That's your criminals that are already in the system. This, we can go out, the genetic genealogy, that's checking everything. Not just somebody that's on the highway. It's checking the overlay. And if that person is related to somebody that the DNA shows, you can go talk to that person and find out why they might have their DNA under Maggie Murtaugh's fingernails. And there are logical, explainable ways that are not criminal for that to have happened. There are. But when you're talking about murder, it's good to run all that down and make sure we're not talking about something that's not innocent. The defense is saying something simple. Your method failed. Ours might work. Let us go first. Both methods consume sample material. If SLED runs theirs again on what's left for no scientific reason, since it already came back incomplete, there's a real risk. You don't really need to run it again. You did. The evidence could be degraded or exhausted before the lab might actually produce a name to ever touch it. The defense's own words, there's no scientific justification for the state's preferred testing sequence. The only apparent effect of letting SLED go first, they wrote, is to consume irreplaceable sample material before Ortham has the opportunity to test it. The state's answer is worth hearing on its own terms. Prosecutors say the unknown profile is too partial and incomplete to mean anything. Well, why don't you let Ortham decide that, not your own conjecture? They say trace DNA under fingernails doesn't necessarily suggest a struggle, and it doesn't. Maggie had her nails done the same day she was killed. Touch DNA transfers through casual contact, a steering wheel, a doorknob, something at the salon. Prosecutors call the defense's request an exercise in public consumption, not forensic science. Well, you can call it anything you want, but how about we just actually test and see what happens? And if it turns out to be somebody from the nail salon that had nothing, then that's what it is. Then that's what it is. Question answered. Not an open, loose end of, well, here's what I think it's going to be. You know, it's like your dad telling you, don't do it. And then I get it. I do it all the time with my daughter. But sometimes you just got to let people live. You got to let them go down the path of whatever they're going to do and experience the cause and effect and learn from themselves what exactly that means. Because sometimes someone just sitting there, it'll just turn out like this. It'll just turn out. Well, you know what? Most of the world wants to actually get the answer, not just what your conjecture says. Because every once in a while, dad's wrong. And the assumption of, well, that's what it's be, because it usually is, isn't always right. And we're talking about, you know, murder. Maybe we should just cross those T's and dot those I's. Call me crazy. Maybe they're right. Maybe it is trace transfer from a nail salon door handle. But if that's the case, then letting Ortham test it costs the prosecution nothing. A confirmed casual transfer result kills the defense's alternate suspect theory before it's born. A name that traces back to a salon employee or a random point of contact is one more thing for the state to point at and dismiss. So this could totally work in your favor, prosecution. The only scenario where blocking this test helps the prosecution as if the result might not be meaningless. Nobody from the state has explained why a confident prosecution would fight to prevent a test that can only strengthen their position if they're right. Harpootlin said it plainly. They decided the night of the murders that Alec was their guy. And everything they did after that point excluded any other possibility. I don't know. I don't know that I agree with that assertion either. So I think if they thought he was their guy, he would have been arrested that night. He wasn't. He wasn't arrested for a long time. I think they thought early on that couldn't have possibly been him. Why they didn't do a thorough investigation doesn't make a lot of sense either. But the defense's character, that's the defense's characterization. They're not just saying it. They're pointing to a documented pattern in the same investigation. And the pattern involves a white T-shirt. Alec was wearing a white T-shirt the night they say he found Maggie and Paul. SLED collected it in August of 21. They ran hematrace testing on the stained areas. Hematrace is designed specifically to confirm human blood. It's sensitive enough to detect as little as 4 micrograms. Do you know how little 4 micrograms is? Neither do I, but it sounds pretty small. Every area of the shirt came back negative. No human blood. 6 weeks after those results, 6 weeks after every tested area came back clean, SLED brought it to Tom Bevel, a blood spatter analyst out of Oklahoma. And according to defense filings, they never gave Bevel the negative hematrace results. He was asked to evaluate a shirt for blood spatter without being told the shirt had already tested negative for blood. Bevel's first report in February 2022 said the stains on the shirt were not consistent with blood spatter. They were consistent with transfer stains, which is exactly what you'd expect if Alec touched the bodies after finding them, which he told the 911 operator he did. Then SLED's lead investigator, David Owen, visited Bevel in person. After that visit, Bevel reversed his conclusion completely. The shirt itself was already gone. SLED had conveniently destroyed it by spraying it with a chemical called Leucocrystal Violet, LCV, is supposed to help identify blood stains, but it also reacts to laundry detergent. Might need a different chemical, guys. Well, it's either a murder scene or, gosh, that Tide with Oxy sure is cleaning up the shirts good this week. Eventually, it turns the entire fabric purple and wipes out all the original details. So Vevel worked from photographs instead. He used Photoshop to filter the colors, and he came back saying he'd found over 100 stains consistent with high-velocity blood spatter from a shotgun wound. Same evidence. Opposite conclusion after a visit from lead investigators. Yeah. And the physical shirt that could have settled the question, gone. Nobody could re-examine it. Nobody could run an independent test. The only thing, they were left for photographs and a revised opinion. That revised opinion, the one that claimed high-velocity blood spatter, was instrumental in securing the murder indictments against Alec Murdaugh. The grand jury heard about spatter on his clothing. It convicted him in the court of public opinion months before the trial even started. Oh, it gets worse. And look, I'm not a pro Alec Murdaugh person, but the more I dig into this case, the more I hear about the non-crossing of T's and dotting of I's, the more I'm like, the hell is going on here? And it might be incompetent investigation. That really, incompetence oftentimes can mask itself and look like conspiracy. It gets worse, though. According to the defense's July 30th filing, Sledge head of forensic administration, Captain Emily Reinhart, responded to the original negative hematrace results by directing her people to stop running hematrace tests on other items in the case and to suppress the exculpatory results they'd already produced. Sledge never gave those results to Bevel before he revised his opinion, never disclosed them to the expert they specifically hired to evaluate the shirt for blood. When the blood spatter theory collapsed at trial, the state pivoted. New argument. Alec must have been wearing a different shirt during the killings and changed into the white t-shirt afterward. The shirt they'd built part of their indictment around suddenly wasn't the relevant shirt. Test came back exculpatory. Evidence gets destroyed. Results allegedly get buried. Story changes. That's the pattern the defense is pointing to. And they're saying, there's one remaining DNA sample under Maggie Murdaugh's fingernail. The lab that cracks some of the biggest DNA cases in the country wants to test it. Sled wants to go first with the same method that already produced nothing on this exact sample. And the defense says that method can consume or degrade what's left before Ortham ever gets a chance. And they already tested it. So why do you need a second scoop of ice cream? The defense filed their memorandum asking McCaslin to book Sled or block Sled from going first. In their own words, Sled's conduct regarding other biological evidence in this case gives further cause to doubt that it acts in good faith. The sanctions motion related to the t-shirt is still outstanding from the first trial. It's never been resolved. Nobody's out here crying for Alec Murdaugh. I want to be clear about that. He's a convicted financial criminal who stole roughly $12 million from his own clients and the families of people who trusted him. He stole settlement money from the family of his own housekeeper after she died on his property. He stole from people who came to his law firm because the Murdaugh name was the most powerful one in the Low Country. He's serving 27 years state and 40 years federal for those crimes. He's going to prison for a long time. He is in prison for a long time, no matter what happens with the murder charges. The kennel video allegedly placed him at the scene minutes before the killings. His own statements created timeline problems. He lied to investigators early on and admitted it. None of that is in dispute. But none of that answers the questions either. If the state's case is as strong as they've always said, then the test makes it stronger. A nail salon transfer gets confirmed. The defense's alternate suspect play dies on the table. Someone with no connection to any crime gets identified. Same outcome. The only way this test threatens the prosecution is if the result points somewhere they never looked. That's the thread running through the whole case right now. The first trial didn't fall apart because of the evidence. It fell apart because of the system, a clerk who tampered with the jury. Now the defense is arguing a different part of that same system has been mishandling the evidence from the start. That Sled found unknown male DNA on a woman who'd been shot to death and chose not to pursue it. That they allegedly suppressed test results on a key piece of physical evidence and then destroyed it. that their own forensic leadership allegedly told subordinates to stop generating results that didn't fit the state's theory. Whether any of that holds up is for McCaslin and eventually a jury to decide. The August 14th pretrial hearing is where the DNA testing question is expected to land. McCaslin's already said she wants to know how long Ortham's testing would take. That suggests she's weighing it. Maggie Murdaugh was 52 years old. She was a mother. She was killed by gunfire alongside her 22-year-old son at the property they had been in. The family for generations. Somebody's DNA was found under her fingernails that night. Didn't belong to her husband. Didn't belong to her son. Didn't belong to anyone in her family. 5 years later, nobody has tried to find out whose it was. That sample is either going to get tested by the lab that's identified people law enforcement couldn't name for decades, or it's going to be consumed by the same agency that allegedly destroyed the T-shirt and buried the results. If Alec Murdaugh did it, the test confirms it. If he didn't, it's the only physical evidence that might point to whoever did. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. You can completely hate Alec Murdaugh and want this test to be done. I, for one, am one of those people. Test away. What does more information do? It certainly does not hurt. The only thing it can hurt is a narrative. And a narrative is not a fact. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We will continue our conversation right there. If you've not already done so, take our podcast with you wherever you go. Yes. If you're sitting there like, I love watching this, but in the car, turn on the podcast. Hitting Killers with Tony Bruschi. QR code is on the screen right there. Scan it, takes you to whatever podcast player you like. Hit subscribe, and boom, there you go. We're with you. We do appreciate that. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10.
all the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.